It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. In Iowa, there are zero Latino elected officials representing the state in Congress, and zero in the state house. Rob Barron wants to change that. The former staff director in Iowa for Senator Tom Harkin has launched the Latino Political Network, an effort to help Latinos run for office in Iowa and connect those Iowans serving in local positions like school boards or city councils. Rob is with me this morning. Rob, good morning.
Thank you, Clay.
Now, I should say here, you're hosting a kickoff event tomorrow at 1 at the Simpson College Ankeny campus. And this sounds pretty similar to an organization in Iowa called 50-50 in 2020, a group that looks to get more women involved in state politics. Is this something you've modeled your organization after?
Yes, actually it is. It's my partner in this endeavor, Omar Padilla, and I spent some time up in Ames with a similar organization, the Carrie Chapman Catt Center and their Ready to Run program. And the folks up there were really generous in giving us, opening the playbook, giving us everything that they do. We liked it because that's an effort that's nonpartisan, which is what we want to be. It's directed at getting women elected to local offices and above, which is our target for Latinos as well.
So what are some of the tactics to work to engage people to become more active in politics?
I think anyone, Latino or otherwise, they have a moment where they say, well, they look at their city councilman or their school board member or their governor or whatever and say, geez, I could do a better job than that person.
Right.
In the Latino community, though, the lack of role models, the lack of elected representation, there's fewer than 20. There's probably around a dozen in the whole state at any level. Doesn't give us connections, role models to go to say, okay, how did you do it? And I want to follow you. We're trying to fill that gap. We're going to have sessions tomorrow by people who have been in this field for a while. Empowerment. We're going to encourage these folks to run for offices and help them. And ultimately, mentoring. We want to match these aspiring Latino elected officials up with the current crop of Latino elected officials.
And Iowa is very much a white state, but the Latino population is one of the quickest growing populations in the state.
Absolutely. So overall census would say they're about 5.5% of the state, around 150,000. But the demographic that interests me and encourages me is the Latino population, the average age of the Latino population is 16 years younger than the average age of in the state of Iowa. So we're the future. You know, we're coming. We're there. And we have to start electing some folks to our local governments and on up to help shape that future.
Now, you worked for Democratic Senator Tom Harkin, and currently you're employed with Next Gen Climate. But you mentioned this is a nonpartisan effort. Where are the common denominators here? How do you work together across parties for this goal?
This is not really about party. You know, we estimate there might be 6,000-7,000 elective offices in the state of Iowa. The overwhelming majority of those are nonpartisan offices. I'm a nonpartisan school board member. I believe what I believe, and it's not that hard to figure out, you know, what party I play for. But that's not important to me in this endeavor.
This is still very much in the infancy state. How do you anticipate reaction? How do you anticipate people climbing on board of this?
Well, the reaction has been great so far. There are people that we don't know that are coming to us and saying, yeah, I want to be a part of this. That's encouraging. What we will do going forward, we'd like to do sessions every 3 months or so. We're going to take this all over the state. We're in central Iowa. We're in Ankeny tomorrow. You know, our general belief on this is removing as many barriers to public service as possible. So, you know, one barrier might be that someone just can't drive a couple hours to be with us tomorrow. That's fine. In a couple months, we'll try and go where they are.
All right, Rob, thank you.
Thank you, Clay.
That's Rob Barron with Latino Political Network. They're hosting a kickoff event for the organization. That's tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Simpson College at the Ankeny campus.